Thank you, Sharon. That's very kind. I'm honored to be here today to celebrate May as Foster Care Month and to witness the governor signing such important legislation. And I thank you, all of you foster parents who are here with us today, from the bottom of my heart. You are truly the backbone of the child welfare system in Georgia. I know that. Sonny knows that. We want to make sure that everyone in Georgia knows that. There's no one area of responsibility that is nearer to my heart than caring for our children, most especially those children who are in state custody. I see that as something more than just a responsibility for the First Lady. I see that as a moral obligation, a very solemn moral mandate. And I'm confident that the people of Georgia have big hearts, and when they know the need and see the need, the people of Georgia will embrace the need, will step up to the plate, and help to meet the need. But we'll only be able to meet the needs of these children when all of us are involved, paying attention, and doing whatever we can in some large or small way to help to meet the needs. We're increasing awareness of the need all over the state, and I feel certain that many people will say in their hearts, perhaps I can become a foster parent. We need more foster parents in Georgia. It's so unfortunate. So unfortunate that for a long time there has been a negative perception of foster parenting. My concern, my job, my hope is to change that, to take away the negativity that results from people only knowing and hearing about the tragedies that happen, and to applaud the people who are doing the yeoman's work, caring for children that they bring into their hearts and into their homes with time, energy, love, affection, and money, monetary resources. My mission is to change that negative perception and to do whatever we can to encourage more people to become involved with the children that are in state custody. You know, Sonny and I, for a very brief period in our life, were foster parents for newborns awaiting adoption, and I cannot tell you of a more enjoyable, fulfilling time in our lives, except perhaps when the grandchildren were born. It was a time of joy for our entire family, of learning, expanding our horizons, yes, fulfilling a need, but more importantly, creating within our family something that had not been there before. And that was the opportunity to do for someone who could not do for themselves. All of these children need love, care, compassion, and I know that in Georgia, we are a state full of people with love and compassion in their hearts for those less fortunate than ourselves. We're going to continue to lift up the needs of these children. It is my primary focus. It is my only focus. It will continue to be my focus as First Lady, because I understand that my time as First Lady is short. Whatever I can do to make our system and our state better for the children in state custody, that is what my agenda will be. With that being said, thank you to all of you for your commitment to our children, the children of Georgia. And now I would like to read the proclamation from the governor proclaiming May as Foster Care Month. Whereas thousands of Georgia children are abused or neglected by their parents or caretakers every year, and whereas many of them must be removed from their homes and placed in a safe, stable, and loving environment, and whereas the Division of Family and Children's Services, the state agency responsible for the well-being of these children, placed and monitored 12,309 children into foster care in SFY 2003, and whereas the success of Georgia's foster care program depends upon the dedication of those workers and citizens who choose to serve children, whereas the caseworkers and foster parents of Georgia deserve our respect and support as crucial members of the state's foster care team, and whereas numerous individuals and public and private organizations work to support Georgia's foster care program and increase public awareness of the needs of abused and neglected children. Now I, Sunny Perdue, Governor of the State of Georgia, do hereby proclaim May 2004 as Foster Care Month in Georgia in recognition of these very caring citizens and the valuable services they provide for our most vulnerable citizens. And now, I'd like to introduce to you someone that I've known for a very long time. I would venture to say I probably know him better now than anyone on this earth. And let me tell you that his heart for children runs parallel to mine. This is a man who has always loved children. In fact, before we married, I was amazed at how he took to children and how they seem to take to him. Perhaps it's the smile in the cheeks, I don't know. Maybe he reminds them of Santa Claus. But I have seen in him a true love for children and an understanding that children are our future, yes, but children are our present, because what we do for them in the present is what impacts the future that they become for all of us. So it's my privilege today to say to you that your governor and my husband has a heart for the children of Georgia and has in this heart the determination to do everything within his power to meet the needs of all of the people in Georgia, and that includes the children that you and I care about the most, those children in state custody. So with that, let me introduce the governor, Sunny Perdue.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Mary. Thank you so much, and thank all of you for being here. And Sharon, thank you for a great opening and for thanking all those people who had an integral part in this wonderful legislation. I was interested in you mentioning an attribute and quality about Mary that maybe not many people know, but after my comments, I think you'll understand better. Her, certainly we know about her love and compassion, but her determination is something that is deep within and strong. And for those of you legislators who struggle to put up with me for 40 days plus, imagine putting up with me for 31 years. So you see Mary's determination in that area. You know, one of the greatest joys that she and I have had shared together was that experience that she spoke of the time of being foster parents. It was a period of growth for us and our family and in teaching us ourselves, but also our children, how to look out for others and to care for others, and it was a very meaningful part of time. We had that privilege of caring for the tiny babies awaiting adoption in our home, to love and to cherish and to care for them until their new home and new parents are ready for them. And I often tell people, and I think most of you already know this, when we cared for those little tiny babies who need their diapers changed in the middle of the night, who needed feeding in the middle of the night, it's like me and Daddy killed the bear, you know, who was doing the work. So thank you, Mary. With the demands of this job, but even before that, and being a foster parent even for a short time, was a deeply fulfilling experience, and as every foster parent here knows. So, frankly, this is one of the things that Mary and I have missed, and we actually contemplated whether our schedules would allow us to do justice to that honor of being foster parents in the Capitol, and we've determined that Mary wants to be a foster parent for all of Georgia, so she can be much more effective in that area. The trade-off of our current positions is that we're able to draw on our experience as foster parents to now help foster parents such as these all across Georgia. And I'm certainly, as I said, proud of the role that Mary has taken as a public advocate for the needs of children and the call that she's made to Georgians, all Georgians, in every walk of life to step forward and find ways to help meet those needs. and I'm proud today to exercise my role as governor to sign into law House Bill 1580, the Foster Parents Bill of Rights. Foster parents, who are the volunteers providing care to Georgia's children, play an indispensable role in caring for children displaced from their homes. As we know, that's a traumatic event for virtually all children. Thousands of Georgia children are abused or neglected by the parents or caretakers every day, and many must unfortunately be removed from those homes. When that happens, they need a safe, stable, loving environment, which foster parents provide. If we entrust foster parents with our children, we should empower them with the information and the tools that they need to literally be parents and to care for those children. The Foster Parents Bill of Rights outlines ground rules for a healthy and healthy partnership with the foster parents and those children. Foster parents should have as much information as possible about the child to better care and provide for that child. They need access to critical information that might keep the foster family and child safe and healthy. Foster parents should be informed of the child's treatment and service plan and have the opportunity to provide input into future changes to the plan. And if they wish, foster parents should be given the opportunity to adopt the child to ensure and maintain a healthy family bond. Family parents should be included in discussions about foster care policy changes to ensure a better understanding of the effects of the changes on those children and their care. And foster parents should get the appropriate pre-service training and ongoing training, including regular updates on DFACS policy. You know what all that means? Is that foster parents should be given the opportunity to be parents of these children in their homes. Some of these ground rules that I mentioned are those that are included in this Foster Bill of Rights bill, and I expect our Department of Family and Children's Services to work as a true partner with the foster parents around the state. And this bill helps to delineate the partnership and the responsibility that we expect. It's not an empty statement of aspirations. House Bill 1580 establishes a grievance procedure for violation of this Bill of Rights, gives foster parents a voice when they need help caring for our children. I want to thank Sharon Carlson, President of the Adoptive Family and Foster Parent Association of Georgia, and her organization for effectively representing those foster parents across the state and for her help in developing this legislation. Thank you again. I want to thank our Department of Human Resources for working with Sharon and for foster parents to craft the specific language of the bill, and thank you as well for your help in that area. And I want to especially recognize Gwendora Bailey, Deputy Director of the Office of Child Protection Metro, for her work in this effort. And lastly, I'd like to thank Representative Sharon Cooper, the bill's sponsor and passionate advocate for children herself, for the nurturing and guiding through the General Assembly. But most of all, I want to thank and congratulate Georgia's foster parents. The Foster Parents Bill of Rights means foster parents will be better able to serve the needs of the children entrusted to their care and serve as those parents that they desire to be. Now, if you'll join me, Mary, at the table, I want to make it official and sign House Bill 1580 into law.